Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 179 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. It's in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to talk to Wyatt Dixon from Picnic and Drum. He is opening up with his partner a new place in Raleigh called Wyatt's Whole Hog Barbecue, and it's opening in the fall of 2020. We recorded this at the end of 2019, so he refers to next year. That's 2020. I won't get too into it because Wyatt's just a great storyteller. He's fantastic to speak with and a lot of fun, and I think you'll have a lot of fun with this. It's interesting. It's in an old Winn-Dixie shopping center. There are local artisans that they're putting in. There's a bakery in the center that'll be making his rolls. Has amazing parking. It'll be open 7 days a week. The ownership for Picnic has slightly changed. He and his partner have bought out the third partner, so it's just he and his partner, and they'll be doing this Wyatt's Whole Hog. He's moving to Raleigh. Raleigh has a lot of barbecue places that are opening, so we talk about that. It's an exciting, evolving scene. We go over in detail his menu. He may be getting an offset from John Lewis. So interesting. The pit room will be glass enclosed, so you could see it from the dining room. He's planning on having a food truck or trailer starting in the summer, maybe 2-3 days a week open, so that way kind of get the momentum going. There's going to be an adjacent event space. It's really exciting. I love talking to Wyatt. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to him again. I'll put a link to our old interview in the show notes because that one's a great one, but I can't thank Wyatt enough. Check his place out, fall of 2020. And this episode is brought to you by AJ's Custom Cookers out of Saginaw, Texas, and Treaty Oak Distilling out of Dripping Springs, Texas. AJ's Custom Cookers can be found at ajscustomcookers.com or AJ's Custom Cookers on all the social media. Gotta check his stuff out. Super custom, playing with live fire a lot. Check his social media out. There's lots of cool stuff. He just had an event this last weekend at his place with a bunch of live fire cookers. And Treaty Oak Distilling has three whiskeys, two of which are bourbons, one of which is a rye. Here's a picture of the red-handed rye whiskey. Check out everything they have to offer at treatyoak.com on all the social media. They're putting out three world-class whiskeys that now are available outside of Texas. Ask for them at your local liquor store or bar. And remember to drink responsibly. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I have a podcast. If you're just watching this on YouTube, Kevin's Barbecue Joints, any of the podcast networks. If you're just listening to this, I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints where you can see all of these and you can see the people, see their facial expressions and mannerisms. And that way, when you visit their restaurant or see them on the street or see them at an event, you know who they are and you get to know them a little better. I also have butcher shop tours, barbecue joint tours, meat processing tours, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool content on the YouTube side. I have a new website very, very soon at kevinsbbqjoints.com, which is going to have a ton of content, a lot of cool stuff for you guys to check out. I think you're really going to enjoy it. All the social media, Kevin's BBQ Joints. But again, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for all the support. Enjoy.
It makes me feel so old because I used to be the person that, like, my parents called to, you know, make it do or whatever they wanted, but I can't actually do it myself now.
But I still am that person that my mom calls, and it, yeah, and I've talked to people, and it's like the most frustrating thing to help your parents with stuff. It's just,
mom's actually made friends with some like Apple tech people who she loves.
Oh, that's smart.
So kind of bailed me out.
I need to connect her with it at the Apple store or something, so that way she has a good closest. Whenever she's gone, she's made friends with them, so I need to find that guy.
Yeah, it's their job. It's their job to be friends with your mom.
What's funny is she got, like, something recently on Instagram, like a message, and it said, like, I did this. I spent 2 hours working on this, and I'm like, don't click it. And it was, like, steal your password kind of thing. I just want to kind of get an update on where you are and the new restaurant. And
yeah, we're in plans right now, going over diagrams, trying to lay it out of, you know, trying to pull 200 square feet out of thin air for more seats, things like that.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that we'll open, like next fall. October is what I'm saying,
okay.
But it's construction. It takes forever. You're at the mercy of a lot of factors that you can't control. So fall next year.
Is this a new, like a ground up construction, or the gateway? It's been there, right?
It's been there. So it's an old Winn-Dixie shopping center. With the Winn-Dixie grocery store used to be like the big tenant there, and it was built back in the 60s, I think. By like a Raleigh developer, and then I think maybe in the 80s, that family gave the shopping center, donated it to one of the local universities, and then some developers a few years ago who were actually like the grandson of the original developer, bought the shopping center back and have put a ton of like money into it, and the idea is to make it like a sort of, I'm describing it as like a hipster Cameron Village, which is another shopping center in Raleigh, but basically a shopping center that's going to be full of local makers and artisans. So there'll be coffee, but not Starbucks. There'll be a sandwich, but not Subway. There's bread, but not Panera.
that's perfect.
There'll be barbecue, but it won't be Dickie's. I'm really excited about the mix of tenants. At the other end of the shopping center is a guy, Andrew Ullum, who just opened a bakery called Union Special.
Mm.
And he's going to be able to bake all my buns for me.
Oh, that's
so
killer.
Every day we'll be able to roll a cart down the causeway to the barbecue restaurant. I'm super excited about that. There's also sort of in what I would call the crotch of the shopping center, because it's like an L shape. And so in this area, there's a thing called HQ, like a co-working space. So there's anywhere from 200 to 300 workers there every day. And they won't all be the same workers. So obviously everybody can come eat barbecue. It can be a draw. So I'm excited about that sort of built-in customer base. And it has a parking lot, a huge parking lot, which is I'm into.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's an issue. And barbecue, I think more so than other genres of food, is associated with the automobile, and sort of the idea of valet parking is definitely antithetical to barbecue. And you know, to a lot of my customers, the idea of parking in a deck, paying for the privilege, and then having to walk three blocks, that's a non-starter for some folks.
For sure, without a doubt.
And so I'm excited that it's a very accessible location from all sorts of places. It's near a lot of main roads, but it's also kind of in a neighborhood, but it still has tons of parking.
Is it like a food hall, or is it just like a mall?
It's basically a mall. Okay. Like an old strip mall, basically, that had a grocery store in it, and probably back in the day, a drugstore. There's still a little diner there. There's one of the existing tenants that's remaining is this lady who makes like quinceañera dresses.
Huh.
And apparently she's one of like the best women who does this on the East Coast, and people drive from states away to have quinceañera dresses.
That's interesting. Wow.
And she's sticking around. And I'm really excited about that. So it's a really diverse group of tenants. There's a violin maker.
That's so cool.
There's like another thing called Craft Habit. That's like where ladies go and paint ceramics and drink wine. That's pretty much what seems to be going on there. But
that's a thing. That's a thing. Coast to coast.
Dang, they're killing it. I mean, that's what they want to do. They're doing well. So there's a tap room that's sort of across the alley from me. I'm in a freestanding building that's like got a 20-foot alley in between me and the rest of the shopping center, and so that'll be sort of a we'll string lights across it and make green walls.
It'll be 7 days a week, like just like Picnic, right?
Yeah, we'll be open 7 days a week, probably closed Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's it. But I don't know. I saw John Lewis sent out an email earlier saying that they're closed from like the first week in January for the winter smoke break, and that sounds really appealing. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe maybe we'll get to a place where we can close for a smoke break in the winter. Because that seems like a good thing to do.
It seems, it's funny. I've recently saw the last couple of days people putting for winter break, and it's like sometime in January. And my mind always thinks winter break for some reason in December, but it makes a
Right.
little bit more sense in January.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would not want to be closed, and New Year's Day was a huge day for me. And around Christmas time is big because people have
Oh, yeah.
family in town. They want to get out of the house. And they also want to show people their like local cuisine. So I definitely don't want to miss those days. But like right after New Year's, sales kind of just fall off anyway because people are realizing how much they spend at Christmas and thinking about how fat they are now and things like that. So they stop. Barbecue doesn't do that well in early January anyway. So yeah, I think it might be a good time to take a breather.
So picnic in its state, it's staying the same, right? It's picnic, or just has ownership changed? Is that something that it...
Ownership is changing slightly in that I've had two partners, Ryan, my farmer, and Ben, who's been my like chef partner. Ben is moving on. He got a job with Credit Suisse.
Wow.
So yeah, he's going back to the real world. I think it's gonna be a big adjustment for him, I imagine.
It's
To
yeah, it's
yeah,
a
to go back to
global
that setting.
monstrosity, I think.
Yeah, it'll be weird for him, but I'm happy. I think he's looking for a little more stable lifestyle, I guess, which I totally get. He might be the smarter of the three of us. But so he is moving on. He started that last week, actually. So he's kind of still around the restaurant, but not really. And Ryan and I are buying him out.
Gotcha.
The next time I talk to you, it'll Ryan and I'll just be the pick partners at Picnic, and then he'll also be my pig farmer at the new restaurant.
But he won't, but it won't be, will this be connected at all to Picnic in any branding at all, or will it be completely different?
It'll be a different brand. The new one is going to be called Wyatt's Whole Hog. That's a great question, and that's something that I'm sort of working out how we
Yeah, it's an...
brand and explain the brands. Because at some point, I can't just keep creating new ones. I should just stick with one. That seems like a thing.
Because I think when we last talked, you said Picnic could become another Picnic. There could be another Picnic somewhere, but.
There could, yeah. Who knows? I mean, who knows what we do? We're looking at all sorts of things. My big thing I got to focus on is getting the Raleigh store open. And then we can explore other options and figure out how we want to do it.
Menu's essentially the same, right?
It'll be essentially the same. Wyatt's in size will just be a lot bigger than Picnic, and I'll have more smokers. And I think I'll have the ability to maybe offer a few more proteins than I do at Picnic. So I haven't decided if I'm going to do turkey or smoked chicken, but I'll do one of the like a smoked poultry option, mess around with some sausage. It'll give me the opportunity just to do a little bit more and do more whole hog volume. So I have pretty much the same whole hog smokers that I have
From the same
here.
guy, right?
I think so. Yeah, I'll be able to just crank out more of it. But I'm also entertaining the idea of getting one of those long Texas smokers.
Can you do that in Raleigh?
I mean, I think you can do anything you want these days.
You can and you can't. Like, you have to be clever about it.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if I started cooking whole hog in it, I don't know how people feel about it. I don't know how I'd feel about it. I won't do that. But they're pretty impressive cookers, and
Oh,
they,
yeah.
I mean, for brisket, you can't beat it. And it's something different to look at.
It's be they're beautiful. They really are. Like, there's
They
something
really are
special about,
beautiful. And the ones John Lewis builds, I think, are like just crazy awesome. So I'm toying with the idea of getting one of those. But we'll see. It's still in the planning phases, so a lot could happen. One thing I do know is that the smoker room is going to be like glassed off, so it'll be visible from the dining room.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Is it something too that you have to, are restaurants and things opening, and like the bread place, and are places opening separate of, or is there a grand opening for this place, or is it opening at a
It's
staggered?
your opening kind of like piecemeal. Like when you're ready, you're open. So I'll probably be one of the last spots to open. I don't know, maybe not the last, but among the last.
You'll have your logo up and everything, so people will start to see. It'll get excitement. There'll be
Yeah.
excitement,
My plan is actually to get like a food truck, get a big trailer and have that out there at least a couple days a week starting in the summer,
Okay.
just so people will know I'm there.
Smart.
I'll have a presence. We'll start, getting staff trained too and start making money to pay for this damn thing.
It'll have to be open earlier, right? Because it's, well, how early is Picnic open?
Picnic is open at 11
Okay, 11. Okay.
every day.
So
We
it's a set
probably, if
piece.
we did that, yeah, we probably open at 11 there too. Maybe stay open a little later if we can develop a little bar, a nice little bar scene. That would be good. Barbecue restaurants traditionally close 9, 10 o'clock. I mean, a lot of them close at 7 or 8 o'clock. So, 10 o'clock is pretty late for a barbecue restaurant.
But you can't, can you have beer and wine in your place, or does it have to, do people have to get it from the other?
Oh no, we'll have beer and
Oh,
wine and
cool. Okay.
liquor and yeah. I mean, it'll be a full service restaurant. There also, I think, is going to be a sort of a event space behind in my building, but behind our restaurant that'll sort of. We're not quite sure how it'll be attached or affiliated with
Oh.
the restaurant, but it'll be like adjacent flex space. So when we want to do events, it's right there, and then
That's cool.
other people can do events too. So I'm excited about having that.
How spread out are the two locations?
Geographically, probably like 30, 35 miles, but traffic can be anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes or more.
That's.
Based on traffic. Yeah, it's one of those things like if you try at the wrong time of the day, I hope you brought a beverage and peed before you left because you're going to be in the car for a while.
Oh, that makes me sad. I haven't been in North Carolina in so long. I used to come for business twice a year, and now like it was so easy to get around, but it, compared to Los Angeles, but
Getting bad, but it's not Los
no, I
Angeles.
know. Nothing really is, but it's still
Nothing really is. Yeah, nothing can compare, but I mean it's bad. The area is growing so fast. I think every time I like drive to Raleigh, it seems to take a little bit longer. And it's like the second fastest growing real estate market in the country right now.
I wondered at first, like Nashville, is that the
I didn't read the whole article, just
first? No, I'm thinking. No, I'm just assuming because it seems like there's like a, everyone's moving to Nashville here in the
Yeah,
States.
no, a lot of people are moving to Nashville, and the ones who aren't are moving to Raleigh.
Raleigh, yeah, they were moving to Austin and then Idaho. Or,
Austin filled up.
yeah, there's no
Yeah.
more room.
There's more room in
Definitely.
Austin.
How do you feel? Are you excited? Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I really am. I'm gonna move to Raleigh, so I'm excited about that. And yeah, it's a new like fun opportunity, a new challenge. I think the coolest part is Picnic was our first restaurant and what you're doing, but you've learned a lot of things that you didn't do right necessarily. And so I'm very excited about sort of taking all the hard learned lessons from our first spot and getting them right in the second spot or getting them closer to right.
That's
I'm
great
sure that
knowledge
I'm
to
going to
have,
have
yeah.
just as, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to have just as long a list of like things you could have done better after this one, but just kind of like getting a second crack at that apple. I'm excited about.
It's nice to have another whole hog option in the state or in the country. It's just, it's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I mean, Raleigh, just in general, is the barbecue scene there is in the next year gonna be transformed.
Yeah, it seems
I
like
mean,
from that article I read, yeah, it seems like things are.
there's a lot of guys that are opening it like exactly the same time in this sort of same year, I guess. But I think it's cool too. I think that it's been a long time coming. It's a number of factors that are why we're all coming at the same time. But I think that it's just going to elevate the conversation, and I think it'll I think we'll all do pretty well.
I think so too. It's interesting to see Ed coming back too. That's.
Yeah, and I hope he can get it this time.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But I think he has some really good partners, like people who know the restaurant business, and that was, I think, sort of his not his strong suit sometimes. Like barbecue is not a problem, but the business of barbecue is a different thing. And
For
I
a
think
lot
he
of
has,
people, yeah.
yeah, it, I mean, for me too. And I think he has good business partners, and they're opening in a good location, I think. So I'm excited for them.
I don't think it ever hurts. I think the more that it becomes a destination, people do like to do a couple different things. That's why do you think Disney opened like three or four parks? Like, it's because you want to create a scenario where people are going to multiple.
Right, and it makes your whole area a destination, and people will come spend the weekend walking around or driving around eating barbecue, comparing them, and you know that helps everybody. Mm-hmm. There can be like friendly rivalries, but in the end, like everybody's selling more barbecue because of it.
So that's the conversation. It can't hurt to add for the conversation.
Right. It doesn't hurt. And we're all different enough and bring different enough things to the game that
for sure.
I think there's space for everybody.
That's super exciting. I'm really excited for you. And I'm glad to get a chance to talk to you again, because it's been a while.
You'll have to like come do a whole trip. And
I will. I know I have so many places. Last time I spoke, my mom, she's had both knees replaced, her right shoulder replaced, and her and lumbar spinal fusion in the last 2.5 years. So I moved back to the area to help her with her knee. And then it snowballed to 4 different surgeries. So I'm finally, like, she's good now, and I'm finally free to travel this year. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't felt comfortable to leave her for a extent.
I hear that, yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited about the changes at Picnic One. Like, it'll sort of be, I don't know, my opportunity now that my chef partner's gone. I think I'll have a little more culinary influence, I think. So I'm kind of excited about that. Just, you know, doing... I don't even know what we'll do differently. Probably not that much to begin with, but it's sort of a new era there. And then, you know, the start of a new era in Raleigh, and, you know, see where it goes from there. I'm pumped.
Are you excited to move to Raleigh too?
Yeah, I am. I've been living out in the country, kind of in between Chapel Hill and Hillsborough. So I have like a 25-minute drive to get to my restaurant every day. Which isn't that bad. A lot of people have drives that are worse than that, and mine's through the country on uncrowded roads versus, you know, being on the interstate. Mm-hmm. So I've got a pretty sweet gig, but if I stay where I am, it's way too far from the restaurant in Raleigh, and I'd be driving all the time. So I'm going to move, like, to the city, which will be a change for me. My dogs are going to hate it, because right now they just basically – like run around in the country and have, you know, Northern Orange County is their domain. So their world's going to get a lot smaller when they're on half an acre. But, you know, that's such is life. They've had it pretty sweet for a long time. But, yeah, I am excited. My living out in the country is awesome. It's not the best thing for a single dude's social life.
No, I can't imagine it. It's good for a writer. If you're like a writer like Hemingway or
something. Yeah, well, I'm not.
So, no, I'm kidding. I don't even think it's good for that.
There's no real like work product coming out of that solitude, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a lot of nothing.
So that'll be fun to have that lifestyle. Like, and you can move again. It's not something that...
Eventually I can, you know, find a farm and do that. That's what I'd love to do. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to live in the city for a while. I call Raleigh the city too. It's not like I'm living in a skyscraper.
It's a city where you are. It's
right. Yeah, it is. It is. And it is growing like crazy, crazy fast. It is not the same town that it was 10 years ago. And I think in another 10 years, it'll feel like Atlanta.
Well, and a lot of people fly into that. It's a busy, busy place. And there's a lot of, convention business.
Yeah, it is. And it's been great. It's been a huge engine for economic development in this area. And I shudder to think where we would be without, you know, had we not sort of had the foresight to build the research triangle. Where our state would be.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, and it's grown so much like in the last 15, 20 years. Amazing.
Yeah.
Or the last 5 years. Really,
and when it was the RTP project was proposed back in the like late 50s and early 60s, those guys were sort of radical liberal yahoos who you know, were scoffed at, and the idea was laughed down, but it turned out to be pretty damn smart.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Well, I have three like non-barbecue questions that I want to ask that I kind of ask in these 10 minutes with. The first one, and you did have a different career prior to barbecue, but if you could do anything like a dream job or a dream job as a child, what would it be?
I don't know, as a kid, I think if I could have any job, I would be like a writer on a TV show.
Okay.
Like, I would like to be a writer on Always Sunny. Or
That would be, I can't stop watching clips of that too. Like it's like
any, I watch it all the
I
damn
can
time.
watch Charlie like do stuff for hours.
Yeah, no, I can't do. I think they're brilliant. I think it's the best show ever on, like, that's ever been on television. I think it's amazing.
If you do, this is an aside, but I'll probably include it. There's a podcast. I'm trying to think. I'll send you a link where it's Charlie Day and who's the other not it's is a it Mac who's the
Rob.
Mac it's the guy I don't know Mac's real name and Rob
It's Rob McElhenney. Yeah,
exactly.
He's the Tabasco family.
Shut up, I didn't know that. That makes
Yeah,
sense. That makes
McElhenney.
ah
That's he's Tabasco. That's so if you
holy
know that when
hell.
they got going, he kind of bankrolled it, I think, in the beginning. They like did all the work
It
and
was
like
very
his
low
pool
budget, like
house.
on them, yeah, like it was.
Yeah, they sort of freeloaded on Tabasco to get through season one, I think.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
were like it was, and then it was Danny DeVito came in the second
Yeah,
season, yeah,
Danny DeVito came in the second
to
season.
help him like give him that like boost to get the budget, and
Right. And yeah, and then it really kind of got rolling after
But the
that.
two of them are on some podcast. I listened to it like 4 years ago, but it was interesting to hear they talk about the diff how they create the episodes and how everyone kind of looks at it like it's just like improv, but it's very specific and very,
Right. Yeah, there's a storyline. I mean, I think there's improv within it,
within it. But
but the
they write
story.
it out like they write it out very specifically, and then it turns into, yeah, that would be a
Yeah.
fun writer's room.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I mean, there's a lot of shows I would like to write on, but Always Sunny would be probably like the first. You know, basically it seems like what they do is just sit around a conference table and like crack jokes,
And
and
figure
I
out
would be.
what'll make people squirm.
And yeah, and just come up with ridiculous shit, and I'm good at that. Yeah, I don't know if any like Hollywood writing agents or whatever watch your blog, but call me.
Okay, I'll send it to anyone that I know. I live in LA, so I know like three.
Yeah, send it to all your big time Hollywood
Oh
friends.
yeah, I'll, yeah, because that's why
Right.
I have a thatch thing behind me.
I can tell you. I
Yeah,
know.
you can
It's because you
tell
don't want me to see your big, immaculate office.
is this is actually I'm like 17 stories up in Beverly Hills. Yeah, that's exactly. And then my second question is, what do you listen to right now, music wise? Or what do you listen to while you cook or while you're working?
I listen to a lot of stuff. Let's see, tomorrow I'm going to a concert called His Golden Messenger. They're a band from
That's
Durham. I listen to a lot of like jam band music.
Oh.
Like Humphreys McGee, Widespread Panic. I love bluegrass, but more like newgrass bluegrass. So like Green Sky, Billy Strings,
Nice.
you
I
know that
haven't heard
kind
the
of
term
thing.
newgrass, but that makes complete sense. That's
Yeah, so like I love bluegrass, but not like I don't like it when they dress up in like period costume. That annoys the hell out of me. So and when you know bluegrass music, but it's kind of like rock and rolly too, and jammy, and then the subject matter is, you know, not about dogs or trucks, but you know,
Or
about
a little
more,
bit more modern, I guess you would say,
a
or
little more modern, yeah.
that's cool.
So that kind of stuff. There's a band called Too Many Zoos that I've kind of gotten into
Haven't heard of
lately. They're
them.
real, yeah. Zoos is Zoozz. They're real brassy. I like stuff with lots of horns in it. So lettuce. I don't know if you know lettuce.
I just know the vegetable.
Yeah, there's a really cool band called Lettuce.
That's cool. No, I'm gonna use all the. I'm gonna look all these up.
Yeah, look them all up. Trombone Shorty. Oh, you probably know Trombone Shorty, but yeah, I'm pretty diverse musical taste. The stuff I don't like, I hate, like poppy country. So like I love country music, but not country music that you hear on the radio. Like Sturgill Simpson kind of country is what I like. And then I like some hip hop, but not I only like the, like, intelligent stuff. It's just, you know, rapping about money or drugs or bitches and hoes.
So you do, like, are you a old, like, Public Enemy fan or a...
I guess that's Nas.
Nas, yeah, like something like that.
Has, like, to be honest, it probably has to be, like, pre-2005, because I think after that, I just kind of, like, dismissed it all as children's music. I don't know.
It's like we're showing our age. It's like how you talk about, like, the you were electronically inept, like just like...
Yeah. I probably shouldn't be the person criticizing it, but I don't think that music today is as good as it was before, and especially, like, the hip-hop and rap, because now it's all just, like, everybody sounds like they've been drinking cough syrup for half a day, and then it's, like, sound effects on the machine.
And it has, like, a kind of a weird loopy thing that kind of sound, a lot of this stuff does sound the same, and I'm sure if you're really into it, you could differentiate, but it sounds very similar.
I can't.
I'm not giving the time to either, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I also don't think that they're making it for us.
They are not. That's scary. That's the perfect takeaway. And then the last question is, what's your favorite restaurant right now that's not barbecue?
I really like my friend Gabe Barker's restaurant in Carrboro, Mercado. It's pizza and pasta, but it's all super fresh, and he sources everything, like, as locally as he can from a handful of farmers. And his flavors are... He understands flavors better than anybody I know, I think, at least where it comes to vegetables. And I'm usually not, like, a vegetables fanatic, but there's nowhere else that I enjoy going more to eat the vegetables than Mercado. So,
and what city is that in?
Carrboro, North Carolina.
Oh, it's in Carrboro. It's in Carrboro.
Okay. Yeah, right outside of Chapel Hill. Okay. That's probably my favorite. I also eat a lot of Jersey Mike's.
They're a sponsor of this. I'm joking.
Yeah, so shout out to Jersey Mike's. The number 12 and the number 56 are my go-tos.
Which one's the number 12 again? Is that that's the Italian?
12 is called the Cancro. It's roast beef and pepperoni. And then the 56 is the Big Kahuna cheesesteak.
I've had that before. They, you know what? Of, like, all of, like, the sandwich places, I really do like, and I like that they cut it. I mean, that they slice it fresh, and they'll also too, like, if you want stuff on a griddle, like, they'll, if you get, like, the turkey or whatever, they'll put stuff on the griddle or the roast beef. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. It's a really good franchise. Like, it's really well smart. Run. I'm impressed with it. Like, in the same way that I'm impressed by, like, how well Chick-fil-A is run. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, you gotta tip your hat to those guys.
You could tell that the employees feel like they're taken care of, where there's some places where you're like, you could tell they want to kill themselves every day.
Yeah, no, you really can, and it makes a difference. And, you know, Jersey Mike's is twice as much as Subway sometimes, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a big Jersey Mike's guy.
I didn't know this conversation was going there, but I do approve. Like, it's cool. That's
awesome. I don't always eat, like, great food. Sometimes I just, you know, get fast food like anybody else.
You're human? That's crazy.
I'm a human. Yeah, I'm extremely human.
I am extremely human. That would be a great bumper sticker. I am extremely human.
Yeah.
Well, Wyatt, thank you so much.
Back 200 feet, I am extremely human.
I may stop, I may not, I may turn, I may not be paying attention, I could be paying attention.
Who knows? Just stay back, I'm human.
Well, have a great rest of your day, good luck with the build out and stuff, I'm excited about that.
All right.
We'll stay in touch, and I look forward to visiting
you. Yeah, stay in touch, Kevin, good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, have a great week, rest of your week.
All right, have a good one, man.
Take it easy.